All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days, our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's direct impact with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting. And guess what? You are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Thank you so much for being part of the Direct Impact family and joining us regularly for all of these gold nuggets and tidbits of information. This season, we are talking about recovering couples, the recovery of a coupleship. And our title this week is called After the Storm, A New Kind of Love. And I want to hover for a moment and pause over that title. It's a new kind of love. Not the old kind of love, not the type of love that you had at the beginning of the relationship, the middle of the relationship, in the addiction, in early recovery. It is a new kind of love. It is the kind of love that has tolerance, yes, emotional tolerance for independence, for independent thinking, independent feeling, independent expression. It has tolerance for autonomy, and it has safety, not necessarily trust. There's a difference between safety that you can communicate well, communicate effectively, respect your non-negotiables, respect your boundaries, and trust that you're always going to love the outcomes, okay? I think sometimes we get a little married to the outcomes, right? So it's not necessarily the trust, but it definitely is that safety and that security, all right, that comes with this new love. And now you have all this tolerance for connection. You have tolerance for, you know, like I said, an authentic self-expression. You have tolerance for vulnerability. Oh my gosh. Not just for the other person's authenticity and vulnerability, but for your own. Okay? And so you're going to start to notice, like, there are some real, authentic, deeper level communications, conversations in this newfound relationship. You are getting to know self, expressing self, getting to know this coupleship, getting to know, you know, how you like, you know, experience this relationship and this person you're in a relationship with. You're getting to know and love this new person. Yeah, in a lot of ways they're new, but in a lot of ways too, you're recognizing these elements of the person you knew was there, the ones that you were authentically, in a healthy way, attracted to, drawn to, the things that you respect, the things that you appreciate, the things that make you feel safe, loved, supported, special, right? Those are the things that you kind of, you're like, oh, yeah, I do like this person. I do have fun with this person. This person really does light me up in a lot of ways. This person really does add value to my life. Not that you're dependent on them, but they add value too, right? So this is a new bond, a new relationship. It is not codependent. It is totally different than that. It is two fully functional adults conversating, relating, loving, accepting, arguing, and all of those things in a way that, you know, adds value to each other's life. Yes, arguing can add value to your life. Hearing things you don't want to hear from your partner can add value to your life. Your partner is allowed, and you hope that they do, shine a light on the parts of you that you have blinders to, the parts that you don't want to see, the parts you don't want to acknowledge, the parts you don't want to be vulnerable with the whole world about. Yes, that is what partnership is for. That is what intimate relationship is all about. And you will build tolerance for these things, right? But you're not going to continue to spin in circles and get nowhere. You know, arguing isn't fighting. That's different, okay? Fighting is where you don't really know what you fought about. You're going in circles and circles and circles, and then the next day you're like, I don't even know what we were fighting about. Because you were probably fighting about stupid details and not getting to the heart of the issues. But now, in this new kind of love, you can get to the heart of issues. You can express your feelings, your wants, your desires, your needs, and really process your struggles. You can own them, and y'all can relate over them and empathize with one another, you know, through the trials, through the tribulations of life, because that is coming, but now you're experiencing them outside of the disease of addiction. Hello. Hey there. Tap, tap, tap. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave, so become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know, it's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create, only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show. Now, this is the tricky part, and this is where couples therapy really comes into play, particularly a couples therapist that really understands the disease of addiction and the recovery process. They can help you. They can help the coupleship tease out what is natural relational discord and dis-ease and the things that come up in all relationships versus old patterns and patterns of addiction. Okay. So when is the addiction showing up versus when is this just tough relational things that come up, you know, in all relationships throughout the course of life as we change, as we grow, as we develop, right? And so I think that's one of the beautiful things, one of the many beautiful things of coming together relationally and therapeutically with a trained professional. So I hope that you guys will do that. I hope that you will do that brave thing of doing your own interpersonal work and showing up, you know, in concert with your partner throughout, you know, this recovery process, this healing process, you know. And if you don't find yourself here, you might turn towards your partner in recovery and be like, you know what, I don't think this is going to work. And, you know, I've said it on this podcast so many times, okay, if you met in dis-ease and the dysfunction grew and grew and grew, you might not know your partner. And when you do try to enter into this new kind of love, it might not be right. And that is a really tough place to find yourself. Your therapist will support you through that as well. I have seen the most gentle, caring, kind, compassionate, and amicable separations at that point because you have two healthy, fully functional adults talking and relating and processing and understanding if they are not going to be able to live their best lives together? How do they live their best lives, right? And they want that for each other. They want that for self and for the other. And that's a beautiful thing too. And I just want you to know that it's okay. It is okay. It is super hard. I'm not going to minimize that, but it is okay to come to that decision, to come to that awareness, to come to that conclusion. All right. Both staying in and moving through and finding a new kind of love and finding that a new kind of love can't exist in this partnership, they are both beautiful. They are both important. They both lead to your continued recovery. So I want to honor all of our listeners at any stage and phase of this recovery process. It's challenging throughout, but please do know that whatever is on the other end, this will be a new kind of love, a new kind of love for self, a new kind of respect for self, a new kind of love and a new kind of respect for your partner, and a new kind of understanding for how you interact, relate, and connect and operate together. All right. Thank you so much, guys, for showing up. If you liked this, please, 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 please pause, review it, share it with a few people, and like it. All right. If you're not subscribed, go ahead and do that now. All right. Thanks so much. See you next time. Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact. Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys. Alrighty, my friend, you know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWave's phototherapy patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWave's X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/Andrea Epting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast.